Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio, 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that Odyssey app. It is 508, 82 degrees on this Tuesday, April 29th, 2025. How's everybody doing today? If you're just joining us for the third hour of the Rob O'Donnell Show, you missed a lot today. You could use that Odyssey app to do the rewind feature, go back to the chapters, and check out what you missed and look at the chapter title. If it interests you, click on it, and you can just play that chapter or listen from the start. Pick up where you left off. It's a lot of good things on that Odyssey app. You could get it at your app store, whichever phone or you use, Apple, Google Play, anywhere you get your apps from. It's a good asset to have. Works good with your CarPlay and your cars. It's all get a nice clean signal wherever you're at digitally, so it's nice and clear. Check it out. How's everybody doing today? So I was able to get my grass cut for the first time yesterday, which is, there were spots where it was getting up there. And what aggravates me, and I have overachieving neighbors, I guess, because they all have already cut their grass. One of them has already cut it two or three times. The other neighbor had their crew come in yesterday morning, and then the neighbor to the other side of me was out on his tractor cutting his grass. So I was like, I got to get on it. Had the opportunity yesterday. So I figured if my tractor, because I haven't started it, it's been in storage for the winter. I said, if it starts up, you know, I could cut my grass, relax, and look at a new lawn. And if you saw the pictures, you could see what it looks like on my Facebook page. Looks good. Enjoyed it. It does truly relax me. It's funny because I had a ride-on tractor lawnmower with a 60-inch deck, and it used to take me between 4 and 4.5 hours to cut my lawn. I have a commercial zero turn now where it takes me just under 2 hours to cut everything. And by that, I mean everything. Sometimes I can get a little quicker, but this was the first one. You know, there were still twigs and sticks down I had to avoid. But it was the first cut of the season. I went down to the shed, opened it up, checked everything. Usually I got to take the battery out and charge it and get it ready. Started right up. And I was like, that's a good sign. It's a sign that I'm going to have to be working for the next 2 hours cutting my grass. That's what the sign was. But I got out and I cut the grass, got it all squared away, and it looked good. You know, that accomplishment. I know it's a menial chore that you have, but you feel good after it's done and you look at your property, what you own and you worked hard for your entire life to have. It looks good when it's nice, that fresh cut that's out there. Everything looks good. And then I realized all the other stuff I have to do with the property. You know, I have to get grass seed down. I have to put grub control down. The ticks are bad this year. I'm hearing that everywhere. So if you deal with that, one of the best things I had for ticks on my property were free-ranging chickens. As long as I had free-ranging chickens, I did not have a single tick anywhere on my property. And I've always had dogs. Not an issue. But, you know, once they went by the wayside and it's, there was just my wife and I, and there's really no need for free-ranging chickens. We still have the coop, but, those ticks are an issue. So you got to deal with them on that level then. So, you know, I got that out of the way. And it was just a good, meaningful afternoon to where I was able to get these things done. So hopefully, I know you guys and girls in the valley, your grass had to be cut a while ago. But up in the northern tier of Lackawanna County, it's just this past week, the warm weather kind of spiked everything to grow. And it was growing in patches, depending on which grass is where. I have a lot of clover in my lawn, so that was that stays pretty low to the ground till the season really gets going and we get a lot more rain. But the skunks and the possums and everything else, because of grubs, really did a number on some spots, so I got to get that grub control down as well. So that's where we're at there, and that time of year, I guess, and then like somebody said, because my pool is still covered, it's time to get the cover off the pool soon, and I think only once I've opened a pool after Memorial Day, and not long after. Usually, I've always had it open by Memorial Day. This is going to be another, it'll probably be the week after Memorial Day this year, because I'll be out of town for the week prior and Memorial Day weekend for my daughter's graduation. We'll be out of town for that. That's the end of May. We'll keep you in touch with that, see what's going on in my absence here. But looking forward to it. It's going to be a good time. So this dramatic DEA raid of this underground nightclub frequented by MS-13 and Trendyaga gang members that arrested more than 100. There's more to the story here, and this is from this past weekend. It was an early morning raid. More than 300 members of law enforcement officers from federal and local were involved in the operation. They seized drugs, weapons from the underground nightclub Sunday morning in Colorado Springs. You know Colorado Springs, where they said these gangs don't exist? It was all made up and nonsense? Yeah, well, they arrested an early morning club in Colorado Springs with a total of 114 illegal migrants that were detained at the raid at the underground club, allegedly frequented by members of MS-13, Trinidad Agua, and other gang-affiliated members. Attorney General Pam Bondi said federal agents took matters into their own hands after learning that there had been more than 170 complaints to 911 about the club in recent years. Could you imagine being a tax-paying resident of Colorado Springs, seeing this, because we all know what we see and what we don't see when you live in these areas, seeing this gang activity, this illegal activity, this violent activity, this illegal club operating at all hours of the night into the morning. 170 complaints made to 911 and nothing happened. Your officials get on TV and say, there's no gang problem here. There's no illegal immigrant problem here. There's nothing to see here. Move along. And yet you're looking out your window. You're being woken up and seeing it each and every day. Could you just imagine going through that? Wouldn't you think it would have been a red flag? Nothing happened. Guns, shootings, aggravated batteries, nothing happened, the attorney general told the press. Federal officers could be seen breaking a large front window of an unbranded building as people flee into the night, many wearing outfits suitable for a nightclub. There were people dressed to the nines coming out of this thing, and it's kind of hard to run in heels for some of them, according to a video posted by the DEA, because they were recording this. What made this even more egregious is over a dozen active duty military service members. Were working as security guards at the nightclub players during the raid. Over a dozen active duty service members. What's happening inside the significant drug trafficking, prostitution, crimes of violence? They seized a number of guns in there. We had active duty service members who were running security at the club and involved in some of these crimes. DEA Rocky Mountain Division Special Agent in Charge Jonathan C. Pullen said during a news conference Sunday morning. DE agents found cocaine and pink cocaine, also known as Tusi. Two people were arrested on an astounding warrant during the raid, according to Bondi. 200 people were inside, at least 114 of them in the U.S. illegally. Just think if this was next to your house, down the street from your house, what was going on. This was happening unfettered until the federal agencies went in, got local authorities. It's amazing this was not tipped off. It was amazing that it actually took place and it was so successful, especially with all the different jurisdictions are involved. Every time you bring a different entity into an operation like this, you take the chance of it leaking out, showing up and there's no one there. I mean, this was definitely a successful operation. Over 200 people inside, 114 illegally, guns, drugs, service members working security. It's disheartening that that's the case. Hopefully they throw the book at them. Hopefully they are charged not only criminally, but also under the UCMJ, which is a lot of times a lot more harsh on them. But it's interesting because up until the year of the election, all of 2024, we kept hearing how there's nothing going on here. It's all an exaggeration. Those videos of the gang members with their long weapons terrorizing an apartment complex, nothing. Nope. That was all exaggerated. And now we find that just a few months after Inauguration Day, a few months after the new year, law enforcement would actually the will and authority, because I'm not going to say that the Colorado Springs Police Department, outside of its leadership, had anything to do with suppressing this, but they're following orders. They're told not to involve themselves in this, not to deal with this sort of thing. And it just goes to show that this was not just illegal immigrants. This was not just a nuisance complaint. This was not just a, you know, a minor, what some would call 311 call. Because when they finally acted upon it and went in there and raided the place, you have 114, yes, illegal immigrants. You have guns. You have drugs. Illegal gang activity. Who knows what else? I'm sure this investigation will be going on. You know, what kind of sex trafficking was possibly going on in this place, or prostitution, or whatever else is found throughout the investigation. So it's interesting that we were told for almost a year that this was made up. I'm looking at President Donald Trump is in Harrison Township, Michigan, speaking to our military members out there, and just invited the governor, Whitmire, up to the podium to speak. She was wearing a hat with a military hat with that unit's insignia on it. And it appears to be a nice rally going on for our troops out there. Michigan Governor Whitmire speaking at this event. President invited her up, announced her, and stood behind her as she gave her remarks, flanked in the back with our military aircraft and our members of the military, as she was wearing a camo hat and the unit patch, it appears, on the front of the hat. This is ongoing now. If you're near a TV, you can watch it. It's good to see this. Hopefully, I can't hear what's being said, but it's a good sign that, there are people there. One of the big questions, and Jake, you might know this because I really didn't see it yesterday. I wasn't paying attention to a lot of things yesterday. The Eagles visiting the White House. I know there's some people who didn't show up, some people who did show up, and that was a thing. Was Governor Shapiro there?
That is a great question. I'm not exactly sure.
I did not see any pictures of him there. He might very well have been there, but I did not see any pictures of him there. And, I was told, because I know Chris Chermak, our Lackawanna County Commissioner, he was there. I know Dave McCormick was there. I think John Fetterman was there, but I did not see him as well, because I don't know if he's an Eagles fan or not. But, yeah, I know he voted for supported them in the Super Bowl. And I know the congressman was there, Bresnahan and Muser. I did not know if the governor was there. When I found out this event was going on, because I was asked if I was interested in going, and I wasn't. But my question was the governor going to go? And the big answer was, we don't know.
I'm looking on all his social media handles so far, and I don't see anything.
Yeah, I know he was invited. It's interesting that he chose not to go to support the Eagles.
Yeah. How did the mayor say it?
Oh,
Elgesus.
Elgesus.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
You know, I saved that because that's going to be good. I saved that meme because that's going to be good in future endeavors. You know what? Seeing Governor Whitmer there with the president at her military base in her state with the president is a good thing. Seeing Governor Josh Shapiro with the Eagles at the White House would have been a good thing. It's sad that he chose otherwise or probably had a scheduling conflict we'll hear about.
Yeah, just like Jalen Hurts.
Yeah. Yeah, that was the reason for him, right? Scheduling conflict?
Yeah, I think it was a couple days ago. It was last week. It was a reporter that asked Jalen Hurts, are you going to attend the White House ceremony on Monday? And he just sort of had a bit of a grin and walked away. So,
yeah. I mean, listen, you chose not to go, that's it. But usually you put the team first.
And everyone and majority of the fans that considered Saquon Barkley basically to be God last year, now all of a sudden a lot of them are turning against him because he went golfing with Trump.
Yeah, he's giving it right back, though, so good for him. So, it was a good event. I did see some of it, some of the pictures from it.
I loved how Trump threw a dig at Taylor Swift, too.
Yeah.
when they booed her at the Super Bowl, he threw that in there.
Yep, no doubt. All right, well, it's interesting that the governor wasn't there, but there might be the slim chance he was, but I'm sure he would have posted a picture if he was.
Oh, yeah.
It's 5:23 here at WILK, time for 2020 traffic and weather together.